The American Homefront, 1941-1942, by Alastair Cook. Foreword. Wartime Britain, though few nowadays have a personal memory of those years, is fairly well etched in our collective imaginations. The silent, blacked-out streets, the night skies lit by beams searching for bombers, the raucously cheerful workers' playtime lunch hour concerts broadcast from a factory somewhere in the north, the boxed gas masks on every scurrying shoulder, the nightly pip-pip-pip preceding BBC radio bulletins, where the only consolation for the invariably bad news was that the unshaky baritone of the announcer Alvar Liddell suggested somehow there would always be an England. There was a palpable sense of isolation, and then there was the marvelous moment when Mr. Liddell at last had something good to relate. America had entered the war. Nobody in Britain had much more than the foggiest notion then what the Americans might bring to the war, or indeed what Americans were really like. There was just a palimpsest of Franklin Roosevelt, Charlie Chaplin, John Steinbeck's Okies. Saul Steinberg's famous New Yorker cartoon, much later, about summed up the state of knowledge. The skyscrapers of Manhattan distended westward to Hollywood and the Pacific, with something vague and dusty in between. The arrival in ration book Britain of GIs armed with temptations of nylon stockings and cartons of cigarettes excited more envy than curiosity. After all, they came in late last time, took the credit for whipping the Kaiser, didn't they?